The variety of scholarships that are available to our young people was really noted at this year's scholarship fair over in Kenai, and the specific needs for our young people to get scholarships if they want to pursue something that is extremely expensive, like healthcare. Now, I'm talking with Jim, who we've talked to before, because the Hospital Auxiliary gives out scholarships that have a special purpose for them. Jim, tell me about that.
So it's for anybody that's going entering the healthcare field, and it's basically we're giving two that we're offering here. Kathy's with me. She's with the Health Foundation. The Dr. Isaac Scholarship is a one-time $2,000 payout, and then we have the volunteer scholarship that pays out $1,000 for 4 years, so it's $4,000 total.
Now, I remember when Dr. Isaac and Gady were the only two doctors here on the peninsula, and now the hospital is the biggest employer on the peninsula. To meet those needs of the jobs that you have, this is kind of a scholarship that encourages people to look at healthcare, but not necessarily becoming a physician, right?
Absolutely. You could be a nurse. You could be a radiology technician. You could be a physical therapist. Just has to be something towards the health field, healthcare field.
And that's a very broad-based profession. You don't have to. You can be squeamish about blood and still enjoy the healthcare industry, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. There's quite a few. You can't count how many different positions there are.
Now, Jim, how's the interest been here among the young people coming by and finding out what scholarships are available?
We've actually had quite a bit of interest from. I've probably seen about 25, 30 kids come through, and they're all. We have such a great. Great community of young individuals that are really got their heads on straight. And so it's
now, Jim, you're the volunteer coordinator over at the hospital, and these funds are raised not from hospital profits, but by the efforts of your volunteers. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so they're raised basically through the gift shop. So all the sales from the gift shop go towards these scholarship funds.
So. Great. Okay, I'm going to ask Kathy again a quick question. Well, are you interested in healthcare?
I am.
Are you looking at the hospital scholarships?
I am, yes.
And what interests you about healthcare?
Well, quite a few things. When my grandma was in the hospital, I interacted with a lot of the nurses and stuff there. And as I watched them do their jobs and just all of the different areas of faculty, I decided that it was something that I wanted to do.
And where do you go to school?
I am homeschooled.
Aha. Uh-huh. Are you a senior this year?
I am.
So is this your sister or your mother over here?
It's just me.
Okay, from the parents' perspective, having scholarships that are available for your daughter who's interested in healthcare, what does that mean to you as a parent?
Well, it's wonderful. It's very important to us that she graduates debt-free. You know, student debt is a huge issue in our country. So she's working very hard to keep her grades up, she works. And so applying for scholarships and having community scholarships is a huge blessing for families that are trying to put their children. I have five kids. So she's number three. So putting five kids through college is a thing. So it's wonderful to have these opportunities.
Will you be filling out your application today?
I will be, yes.
Okay, well, congratulations. What's your name?
I'm Kaya.
Kaya. Well, will you come home and practice here, or are you going to go to New York?
I'll stay here.
We look forward to that. That's good news. That's what all these scholarships are about, is investing in our young people so that we can build our community. Kathy Gensel is with the foundation. How are things going here today, Kathy?
This has been great, Merrill. We've actually seen about 55, almost 60 people come by the booth. So it's a wonderful opportunity for kids.
And it's an advantage because your committee has to go out and find applicants. You've got to go into the schools, and it's really difficult. The counselors have so much on their plate as it is, and to find the interest in the parents like we just discovered here, it becomes a family thing. It helps build the community, doesn't it?
It sure does, yeah. And it just, you know, it's hard to get the word out to everybody, but with the chambers doing something like this, I think it's really been great today.
Thank you, Kathy and Jim, and to all your volunteers who helped make this possible. Over at the Scholarship Fair, I'm Merrill Sikorsky, returning you to that Invest in Your Youth sound of KSRM.